This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. A global event today. A giant cloud of charged particles from the sun hit the Earth's magnetic field early this morning. The solar flare arrived a bit earlier than expected, but with little adverse effect, at least so far. Joining us now to explain more about this unusual event in the atmosphere is Paul Brekka, a solar physicist and deputy project scientist for the sun-observing satellite SOHO. He's with us from the Goddard Space Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, and thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
What's exactly a solar flare?
A solar flare is a very intense explosion on the sun that, you know, emits a lot of light. You can almost compare it with a nuclear bomb. And that will send a large amount of X-rays towards the Earth, and that reaches in 8 minutes only. So that's the first time we get some effects from a flare.
And what are some of the concerns about what all of this radiation can do?
Yeah, the flare is maybe the less important part, because that will block out some radio communication. But it's the particles that follows and the cloud that follows those again that will usually take a day or two to reach the Earth. That's more concern, because they slam into the Earth's magnetosphere and can then disrupt satellites and power grids and things like this.
Now, you may not think interrupting radio communications is important, but we would disagree with you, sir.
Anyway. That's right, but it's a minor thing, because you can usually use backup systems to avoid these things. The most serious things, I think, is the power grids and maybe satellites that people rely on if you're using a GPS or crucial things. That's very important, of course.
Now, I understand that we were actually pretty lucky this time, and it has to do with what you were talking about just a moment ago, the magnetosphere. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, the Earth has an invisible shield, a magnetic field that's surrounding the Earth, and that's protecting us from all these particles from the sun. So when there's a solar storm, a cloud of gas coming from the sun slamming into our magnetosphere, they won't penetrate that, but they will kind of push on it. If the magnetic field in this cloud has the same direction as the Earth's magnetic field, this cloud will more slide quietly past our magnetosphere. But if it's opposite directed, with a south component, then it will be much more severe. And in this case, this storm had the same direction as the Earth, so the disturbance was much less than we could expect it.
Now, as soon as this flare went off, I mean, this must be a pretty exciting day for you and your fellow solar physicists.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the third most intense X-ray flare we observed since the monitoring started 25 years ago. And it's also one of the fastest CMEs, this gas blob that came towards us, moved with 7.7 million kilometers per hour. So it actually reached us earlier than we thought. So this is a very exciting moment, and of course, we're going to analyze the data now and try to learn more about this particular storm.
So you're going to have a pretty good time.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Paul Brekka is a solar physicist, and he was with us from the Goddard Space Center in Greenbelt, Maryland.